back in time and talk to your teenaged self about what the next 20 or 30 years were going to be like for you, what advice would you give yourself about a lot of things? Employment, fun times, and love. It's all straight ahead. Ken Bruce, Saturday afternoon, News Radio 700 WLWH.com.
Now, your host, Ken Brew, on News Radio 700 WLW.
So let's just say that you had a chance to collar the younger you, you know, pull him up by his lapels, or her lapels, or suspenders, or whatever the hell you were wearing, you know, 30, 40 years ago, and give that person a little lesson, a little talking to about what the next 20 to 25, 30 years would be like for them. And tell them all the pitfalls that they might have fallen into and could have avoided, or tell them about exactly how their life could have gone if they have just done that. It's a fascinating topic. I think there have been television shows done on this. You go back in time and, oh, there he is. Yeah, what are you doing with that kind of haircut? One of those things. But if you had the chance to do that to your younger you, what would you say about life, about career, and about love? Interesting topic. It's been pitched, and I'm taking the pitch because I've got now the author of Love Notes, yes, which chronicles a young woman's discovering and embracing of the many challenges that come with relationships. My next guest is Twinkle Zammon. She is the author of this book, and she joins us now here on the AcuteHearingCenters.com hotline. Twinkle, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us. How are you on this Saturday?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I asked you first. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, there was a little breakup there. I'm good.
I'm good, too. So we're both good, and that's good. So yes. You've embraced something here that I think fascinates a lot of people, because we all look back at our lives and we say, you know, if I had just done that, or, you know, if I had just stayed with this person, maybe that would have been a better deal. We all have second doubts about what we've done in the course of time, right? I'm sure I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
yes.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there's been, you probably dated some jerks. You know, I dated some people that were like, what am I doing with this person? And I suppose if you could go back and talk to you all those years ago, you would probably give them some pretty sound advice, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. The things I would tell my younger self. But the thing is, you can't go back in time, and the lessons you learn that make you grow, that make you see what you want in life and what you don't want in life from those experiences, I think that's a better way to look at it, and that's what I've done.
Yeah, but and you know you're right, because if you went back and did that, you would change the dynamic of the time continuum or whatever it would be.
Right, and your journey and your path.
But you do learn things over the course of time that you would probably either like to undo, even if it made you who you are, right? I mean, we're all a product of where we've come from and the experiences in life that we've had. I mean, that's just
exactly
logical. But there are probably, you know, some things that you would like to go back and say, you know, Twinkle, you don't want to do this. I mean, it's an interesting paradigm. You can't do it. But it sure is fun to think about, is it not?
Oh, yes. If I could tell my younger self, you know, don't be with somebody who, you know, just because you're insecure, don't be with someone who is just as insecure as you, because you feed off of each other and, you know, you hold each other down, and it's a safety blanket. It makes you feel good for the moment, but being with somebody like that will never put you ahead in life. And I think that's my biggest lesson.
Mm-hmm.
From being with someone for so long who really wasn't inspiring me, wasn't, you know, they were holding my dreams down. They said I was too ambitious. Like, why are you not just comfortable where you're at? You know, your life is great. It's not that you're ungrateful for the things you have, but yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting better for yourself in your life.
Yeah, I'd have dumped him in a heartbeat. But seriously, I think that you speak to something. You have to be you, right? You can't be.
Oh, yes.
You can't be an extension of who your significant other or your partner is at that point in your life, because then you become, in essence, a mini them or whatever it is. You've got to be your own person and not identify with someone else. I think that's true in anything in life, not just relationships. I think it's true in anything in life. If you're not your own person, then you're asking for trouble, in my opinion.
Right, and I agree. I think when you're younger, I'm only 25, so when I was younger, I think when you are first kind of getting your feet wet with like love or puppy love, whatever, life, anything, you just, even when you are your own person, I think it's easy to lose your identity when you are with somebody. And I actually don't see this with people just who are, you know, teenagers or in their 20s. I actually see this in a lot of older people as well. When their significant other kind of goes away for the weekend, or they have a job somewhere else, out of town, whatever, they kind of don't know what to do with themselves, and they lose friendships and relationships because they just haven't experienced and explored life without the other person.
Yeah. No, I think you're dead on that, and you're with somebody for so long, you in essence become, as I said, an extension of them. And how do you,
right.
You know, I mean, I'm a guy that likes relationships to work. I think it's important. I really do, and I want every relationship to work, whether it's mine or someone else's. They don't all, obviously. But there are telltale signs inside of a relationship that you've got to pay attention to, because they will tell you whether or not the thing is going off the rails and just blowing up. And I'm interested about what you think the signs would be inside of a relationship when it's just not going to work out. Are there signs like that?
Yes. Someone who's dishonest, someone who, you know, those are like the basic things,
right.
Dishonest, disrespectful, but I think it goes deeper than that for me. What I've learned is I want somebody who's my biggest cheerleader in life, who challenges me, who wants me to chase my dreams, someone who inspires me. I would like to be with a man who is, you know, people say, oh, this is my other half. I would like to be with my equal, someone who we feed off of each other, and it's good energy, and we're just constantly, like, helping each other climb. And just do good in life.
You're yin to his yang, right? I mean, it's just,
right.
you do kind of play off each other. But that leads me to believe that opposites do attract, that if you're with someone of like taste, like interest, like character, that it may not work out all the time. I would think if you're right, and then, you know, oh, we like the same things, oh, we like to go to the same places, oh, we like this, it, you know, long term it may not work out.
Right. And yeah, I think opposites do attract. I think you also do need similarities as well. I think when you're too different, from my personal experience in the past, you just clash on everything.
Yeah.
As far as, do we want to go on a hike today, or do we want to play video games all day?
Right.
So you need some similarities, but it's definitely good to be with someone who can teach you new things, can open your mind and your heart to new things and experiences.
You know, if I could go back and talk to my teenage self, you know what I'd say? Don't be so wrapped up in how you look in jeans. Don't worry about how, you know, whether these jeans look good. Because I was like that, believe it or not. I always wanted to have, you know, the nice cut jeans. And it doesn't matter. Nobody wears nice cut jeans anymore. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe some people do. I could care less what I look like now.
Right, yeah. I mean, yes, it's a thing that I think we all deal with mentally. It's all a mental game, and it's all mindset, and it's how you look at things. And but we learn and we grow and I think we all come to a point in life where we're like, okay, this is, you know, the things I cared about, things that were so important back then, you know, don't even matter now.
So let's say it all blows up for whatever reason. Let's say that you're in a relationship and you saw those telltale signs that it wasn't going the way you thought it was going to go. And you pull the plug on it, or somebody gives you the boot. What, after something like that happens, okay, give us a little love relationship here, Twinkle. What happens? What's the best thing to do after it all goes wrong? What should someone, male or female, do?
Oh, my gosh. Find yourself. So this is what my book, Love Notes, is about. Just discovering yourself, your own journey, your own path, chasing your dreams, figure out the things you like, you don't like, what motivates you, what pushes you, where you see yourself in 5 years. I think it's so important after you get out of a relationship to really connect with yourself and figure out, you know, have I been doing all these things I've been doing all these years for this person, or have I been doing them for myself?
Yeah.
And kind of reconnect with yourself. And it's just so amazing, like, where you'll come when you actually practice that, and when you actually practice self-love.
Yeah.
And just go after the things that, you know, that people may say, oh, this person's crazy, or she's crazy, she's doing that.
It's
okay to, like, not follow the traditional path that we all follow. And, you know, it'll get you down. It'll, you know, you'll obviously always have your doubts following whatever path or journey you're on.
Sure.
But at the end, you know, those highs, you know, they're high and the lows are lows. But I think if you are happy at the end of the day and you know there's a purpose and you're constantly looking and chasing that, then it's definitely worth it. So I think self-discovery, self-love, and just finding out who you are.
And, you know, and for one night, you could probably get wasted, right? I mean, just drink a lot, go to bed, wake up the next day, you'll have a hangover, but you'll feel better.
It'll be worth it, yes.
All right, well, Twinkle Zammon, just fantastic. Where can we find your book, The Love Notes, a chronicle of a young woman's discovering and embracing the many challenges that come with relationships? How can we find this book?
So you can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. You could also check out my website, twinklezammon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a link for you to buy the book on there. Check me out on my social media, on Instagram. I'm not on Facebook or Twitter, but Instagram's my main thing, and my website, and Barnes & Noble. So, yeah.
Good stuff. Just delightful. Twinkle, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Twinkle Zammon. That's a real name, by the way. I was going to say, where did you get a name like that? No, that's a real name. But I, you know, going back to that, if you do go back and talk to the 17-year-old you, you would change your time continuum if you could straighten some things out, you know, and just, you know, smack yourself upside the head and say, don't get involved with Rita. She's